Sorry, I have to stay here for longer, but thank you. I would like to strongly acknowledge again our soybean modeler, Teresa Tiono, which is sick today. Kenneth Kassman, Sawat Ermak, we have a group at the High Plains Regional Climate Centers, and James Specht, who's here with us now. Let me start by a backgrounder here of what are the sort of decision making process in the farm, how to irrigate. Now, here is the percentage of that survey. This was conducted by the USDA, and this is the different method of what type of decisions people are using in terms of when to irrigate. Now, the green here is the US in 2003 in general. The blue is USA data in 2008. And the red one here is for Nebraska in 2008. If you notice that really there's still a majority of the producers use a condition of the crop and a feel of the soil in terms of how they irrigate. However, in Nebraska, there's actually a little bit of increased soil moisture sensing devices used, a scheduling service, an ET report. However, there's also a good portion of people that even use neighbor as a reference. If the neighbor would irrigate, they will irrigate too. Now, there was also a survey by the USDA on the percent of farmers with internet access. Now in Nebraska, much of the farmers already actually have internet access, and over 60% of them are high-speed connection. Now we use this as a kind of a baseline. This is a good opportunity for us to develop a system that is practical and easy to use. You know, automate the retrieval of those climate data available that we have had for so many years, and calculate or estimate the daily crop water use, and also being able to integrate and avail crop models that are available now also. And this is actually kind of empowering our soybean producers to be able to, for example, apply growth stage-based decisions, not only irrigation, but also other management such as pest control or pesticidal control. Now, there is apparently a lack of, I wouldn't say lack, maybe it's a shortage. There's a shortage of an easy to use practical method for irrigation decisions. And most of the available tools such as, you know, the checkbook method and the standalone irrigation software have these steep learning curves. And the producers just do not have time during the growing season. Now, it is also not easy to apply growth stage based crop management decision because, I mean, it's tough to go to the field and what's my stage right now. So our goal here is to really provide those crop model based information. For example, the irrigate no earlier than soybean stage R3, and a terminate irrigation in anticipation of R7 stage, which is the physiological maturity in soybean. And also in Iowa, there was a study that fungicide application is most effective at R3 stage. The objective here is to, again, to develop an irrigation scheduling decision tool that is convenient to the farmers and also that is accessible 24/7, to provide a simulated crop growth stage information and to enhance farm input use efficiency with respect to water and energy. Now, this is the rather complicated background, but we don't show it to the farmers for sure. We make it as simple as possible, but the system has a user's login, and we apply the Google Map application to be able to find a field, and they would need to click on that field to be able to get a longitude and latitude information of a particular field that will be used by the High Plains Regional Climate Center database to search for a nearest weather station that has a historical climate and current weather for sure. And this information will be used by, again, a phenology simulation, a SOISI model that was presented by Ken Kassman earlier, to predict the phenology, and the phenology also was used to position the KC during the growing season to estimate crop water use, and then we have a water balance here. Note that we have a minimal user's input. We only have a maturity group, emergence date, which is preferred entry rather than planting date, and the local rain or irrigation for your field. And then we have here daily and cumulative crop water use and the kind of a deficit soil water balancing that I'll show later. This is rather familiar to all of us, the typical water balance. And we have this DEP. We use a DEP instead of deficit because we want this to be intuitive with the farmers. The DEP is a product of the maximum available water content, field capacity minus permanent wilting point, or even saturation minus permanent wilting point, because there could be a lot of saturation scenarios. And this water balance is also straightforward because of the fact that, for example, in a siltic loam soil, the critical stage for irrigation is R3 stage. And also, I presented earlier that the soybean taproot tip routinely attains 1 meter at the R3 stage. And again, the water stress during the vegetative stage in soybean does not have a negative impact in yield. We validated the phenology. We have here a number of commercial farms, total of 22 for both 2009 and 2010. And we also have an in-research experimental plots that includes Lincoln and Ithaca. And we also use data from Iowa and Indiana. These data from Indiana and Iowa are rain-fed. However, they have a considerable amount of rainfall. And most of the farmers right here, the farmer field producers, are irrigated. Now, the research experimental plots, we used maturity group 3.1. In Lincoln and Ithaca, we used the same also for Lincoln and Ithaca, 3.1, I'm sorry. In the historical data from 1999 to 2007, there was a maturity group from 1 to 4.2. That includes a planting date in Lincoln and also the data from Iowa, Indiana. Now, in commercial farms, as I've said, it includes irrigated and rain-fed conditions, and it uses maturity groups 2.5 through 3.8. Now, the prototype evaluation was conducted by extension educators, and then we also had a series of on-site soybean producer evaluation in 2009 and 2010. Now, if you go to the website, there are three applications here. The rest of the applications could be used by non-soybean producers. And this one is the soybean, the application for soybean irrigation, the soil irrigation tool. Now again, this has a user registration page. It's locked in. It is password protected. And again, I'm showing you the step one in creating a crop water use table. It's a Google application. You type your physical address if you have an intersection of a field. And then you click that one, returns a set of coordinates that can be used to search for a nearest weather station. So this is the weather stations. It's called Automated Weather Data Network of the High Plains Regional Climate Center. Again, this is the input required. The first one is to be able for you to have a good recollection of what table have you been making. For example, I put here root FS. The soil texture is very important too. So what happened is we also have this tool. This technology was developed by Boudet and Green in 2009, and this database is housed under the University of California in Davis. I don't know if Dylan is here. So if you don't have that information, you can rather look at what type of soil you have, or maybe you can call your extension agent. And the start of the simulation is this emergence. This decision tool, we make it to a point that we have a lot of hint and cues. If you click the emergence, maybe a lot of farmers don't know what emergence is, so we have a picture here. And you put that date here in the variety maturity group. And if you click continue, you will get here an output of a crop water use table. The first column here is the date. This is a clickable date where you can, oh, I'm sorry, this is the metadata of what you've inputted so far. And if you click this date right here, you can input your rain at your field, the local rain, and or your irrigation right here too. And this is just a reference rain of the weather station that you were assigned to. Now, the second column are your V and R stages. We don't know our stages from the beginning of the season. We want our producers to have this information ready so that they could plan ahead. For example, R3 stage, if you click that, it will give you such an information. And then this one is your daily crop water use based on historical data. Then we accumulate that. And then this is your actual crop water use information. If you log in here, everything is actual and the rest is projected by historical data. And now this is the historical rainfall information of the weather station. And this is, I use that the same rainfall because I'm only 0.66 miles away from the weather station, but we recommend our producers to have their own rain gauge. And we add that total water, and we have effective water input here too, because the soil can only hold so much. So the depletion here, when it says zero, it means you are at field capacity and you are still okay. And as the number increases, you depleted water already. And the irrigation trigger here is a depletion threshold. We set this as 35%, and anyone can change this from 35 to 50, whatever they want. Rather a non-threatening idea. Now, if this threshold is reached, this will become yellow, and it will inform the farmer that, hey, it's about time to irrigate. A lot of people maybe don't like to use this table. There's just a lot of numbers. So we also provide a view chart tool. So this, you have a different scale here depending on what data you're using, and this is the day of the month. And you have here the historical data here, and you have the actual cumulative water use, and you have the effective total water input. But if you think that this one is already reaching 35% out of this total distance, then it's about time to irrigate, just like that, making it closer to the cumulative crop water use. Again, we validated these stages, and it follows right closely of what Sitiono has found out, that the RMSE for a research plot is 3.7 days. And when we validated the phenology in the research field condition, it increased to 5.7. Note that there's just a lot of variability in the field also, and sometimes when you have a lot of it's a no-till condition where tillage is the tillage affects emergent state also. So there's a lot of variability, including even lodging. Now, in summary, we've tested it with 22 producers, and we've increased this number this year. The RMSE change from research plot to the actual field condition is because of this no-till and variability in the field. And we think that if we continue to promote this tool, we could essentially enhance input efficiency in the field. Thank you. No, we don't have that just yet. We think that for the first year of implementation, or during the first 2 years, we want to start it with simple thing, and then we can always improve it as we go along. You mean the producer? Well, the producers have, most of them have pivot sprinkler, and probably there's two of them that uses gravity, and three of them were rain-fed conditions.
Can you adapt it for other crops? How easy it is to
do that? Oh, there was a question about that too. There was one corn producer that said, can we use this for corn? And we said, no. this is just a beginning of a project like this, but essentially, you know, we would like to have another methodology for corn, and then we combine it together.
We use a similar tool. We use Lyson, the model of Lyson, which is a farmer in the Mississippi Delta for scheduling irrigation. Is irrigating too late. And once they figured out how to irrigate at the right time and they stopped using the model, this sort of thing was like a learning tool. And then they realized and recognized it's the soil wetness another way. Now, have you noticed anything like that happening? Let me talk about a couple of years.
Can you say it again?
We were using Gleissner model to tell them to estimate how much ET would take place and then project into the future if there was no rain, how much water would be used up in the soil. And then it would tell them whether to irrigate or not. So once they used that for a couple of years, then they realized that they could tell by they sort of reconfigured their assessment of the soil, and then they didn't need the model anymore.
Yeah, it's sort of a wisdom all throughout. Farmers are very smart. We found out that even we recommended 35% and they say, oh, my field is still wetter than that, so 50% is still good. So irrigation really is a matter of how they learn in the field and what's their wisdom and how much money they have, as Jim was saying, and how much resources is available right there. This kind of thing is a rather non-threatening kind of way. This is just to assist them. This is a decision tool, is what it is. And eventually, they have to make their own decision.